I'm Ryan Montbleu, and this is Live at EXT.
Sun came up, and the sun went down. I'm looking for reasons in my head again. Where are you now, where you've always been? Far from where I am. Did I keep you there, or did you run? Was it what I didn't do, or was it what I done? I've been hanging out alone, living on my own, just breathing. My heart's with you. Thought we tried to build a home. Turns out I was wrong. I was just leaving, leaving like I do, leaving like I do. Like I do. The words came out and they fell to the floor. And I'd pray to the heavens they'd go back in again. Such a simple solution. Water it down. Little bit of sugar and we're good again. Did I talk too much or not at all? Something must be wrong with my head, 'cause I can't recall. And I've been hanging out alone, living on my own, just breathing. My heart's with you. Thought we tried to find a home. Turns out I was wrong. And I was just leaving, leaving like I do, leaving like I do, like I do.
...97.7 EXT. We're live at EXT with an acclaimed singer-songwriter from Peabody, Massachusetts. Welcome back, Ryan Montbleu.
Good to be here. I didn't realize I was acclaimed now. It's an honor.
It says so on your website. I think it says acclaimed. You put that up there. Your publicist or somebody put it up there.
No, I am, though. I'm very acclaimed. I'm extremely acclaimed.
You are. And it's been, almost 2 years since you were here last pacing like Prince.
Yep. Yeah.
So, welcome back.
Thanks a lot. I feel like, very different material on this record, and it's been quite a ride the last few years.
Wow, you just played for us the title track to the brand new album, I Was Just Leaving. Gorgeous song.
Thank you.
Gorgeous, heartfelt. It's been a wild year, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you found yourself at a crossroads last year and have said that after 15 years of going crazy to build a life in music, you found that most of your days were now spent alone in a room reflecting on those years. Very dark period in your life. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, just a lot of transition, this record, the whole thing took 4 days to make, I think, but it was 15 years in the making, really, of like all these things bubbling up of like, I have a career in music that I'm so thankful for, but I've, kind of paid the price too, and now my struggle is trying to figure out where home is and where my friends are, and they're out there, but it's not the most stable lifestyle. So I had the same band on the road for 10 years and then that drifted apart, and then I had management, which was like a big part of my life, kind of like running my career and stuff, and that drifted apart, and I had a relationship I was in for 5 years, and then that drifted apart. It was kind of like this time of sort of, I had a lot of isolation and a lot of time for once to not be going totally crazy on the road, to just kind of reflect on, wow, like what just happened the last 10 or 15 years. And so that's the space that these songs came out of. They kind of just ached out of me.
And these songs helped you through this difficult time. They come out of you quickly. This song here you just played, I Was Just Leaving, it came to you in a dream?
Yeah, it did. I mean, that one came quickly. The rest of them, some of them took years. I had a seed of an idea years ago. Some of the songs are just like that with me. And then I turn over a phrase here and there every so often when I'm driving. Some of these took like years to come out, like they weren't ready to come out yet until they were ready. But that particular one, I was writing a lot to finish these songs and to kind of really put the finishing touches on some of them. And I had a dream, and the chorus of I Was Just Leaving was in the dream. It was being sung actually on the radio on some loudspeakers. And wow. I just heard it over, and it was actually, I mean, I don't know if I should say this, but it was Bryan Adams singing it, which is really weird. I don't know. But then in the dream, I was like, that's a pretty good chorus. Let me write that down. And I got a pen in the dream and started writing it down. And then I woke up and then I wrote it down. And then I was surprised. I had a good one in the morning when I looked back. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then, the verses just came right out as I was kind of in the middle of writing some of the other songs, and it came pretty quickly.
Gotta love it when that happens.
Man, it's a blessing. It's a gift when that happens. It doesn't happen all the time.
Now, would you say these are some of your most personal songs to date?
Sure. I mean, I think all my songs are personal, and I think I've spent the last 15 years learning how to write songs and how to directly translate my feelings. I mean, it's not just always about, you know, what goes on with me. I'm trying to find the truth in the song. And sometimes that's directly everything that's going on with me. Sometimes it's, you know, you kind of use a little license in the tunes to find the truth of what the song is saying. But yeah, sure. I mean, these are like, it's a raw record. There's a lot of raw emotion on there. It's really me, like, really pouring my heart out, I think. You know, I've been at this a while. I've been on the road really like the last 15 years, and I've played a million shows. Like, I know how to play shows, and I love to continue to do that. Records are still like a relatively new thing for me. Like, yeah, I've made 8 or 9 of them, but that's not a lot in 15 years, I guess, in terms of the time I've spent, you know, focusing on recording music. So with this, like, to get Anders Osborne to produce these tunes, and he got this incredible engineer, Mark Howard, in there to do it. Just like the production really matched up with the rawness that the songs were coming from.
Yeah, Anders Osborne not only produces your album, but also plays drums, percussion, bass, guitar, harmonica. You went and recorded this at New Orleans Esplanade Studios over 4 days. That's relatively quick.
It was quick. And it's funny, it took like another year to kind of put the last 5% on the record. Just the way it goes sometimes. Yeah, like it came out in a burst, and then it just kind of like, I let it drag on a little bit. But just putting like a few other finishing touches. But yeah, really, Anders is the reason this record sounds the way it does. And he sort of focused it. He saw certain kind of tunes that I had and was like, no, this is the kind of record we're going to make. He had a vision of it, which me, left to my own devices, I still tend to want to, like, I think, show everybody what I can do. Like, no, I can do a fun song and I can do that, you know? And he's like, no, we're not doing any of that. This is the stuff that's coming out. This is what I want to focus on. And he really, it's sort of like, he's like that as a musician too. Like, if he's not feeling it, it doesn't fly. You know, he would really close his eyes and listen deeply to playbacks, and he'd be doing like a shaker track just on a, you know, a little egg shaker on a track, and he's like, got his eyes closed and he's into it. He's like feeling it with his heart, like on a shaker, you know. He's a really deep dude.
So everybody put their heart and soul into this record.
I think so. You know, it was a really small team. It was really just me, him, and this engineer, Mark Howard, who's an incredible engineer. He's done Bob Dylan records, and he was Daniel Lanois' engineer forever. And he's done Neil Young and Tom Waits. I mean, he's just been around. So he has this very special way of capturing vocals and capturing a performance. So most everything you hear on the record is live, is me playing in the studio. You know, there's no separation. It's just me playing in the room and hearing it through the speakers in the room as I'm doing it.
Wow. Sounds like a wonderful experience. Do you think you'll use Anders and the producer, the recording engineer, again?
Oh, I would love to. They were great. I mean, they were really like the sort of, for me, like this kind of dream team of capturing really heartfelt songs. It was really just perfect for these kind of songs. And the production was like, was minimal. Like, I'll tend to overthink things. They wouldn't let me do that. They left the air in the room. They more often than not went back to the first take of something after I wanted to polish it up. They were like, no, you're telling more of a story in this first take. So they really kind of didn't let me overthink things. So I would love to work with them again. And we're opening for Anders next week in New Orleans. Maybe I'll ask him.
Wow. Wow. Well, you want to play another one for us?
Sure. Yeah. This is this one really, I think something special kind of came together in the recording. And I actually wrote this one in New Orleans. And my buddy Chris Jacobs helped me finish up the writing when I was writing it down there. And this is called Bright Side.
Side mama, ever since about the day I was born, always headed for a bright light, wondering what it might have in store. Through the dark of the dead end roads and the people who were not what they seemed, left myself alone again with me. And I was looking for a bright side, mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. You calm my nerves, ease my mind, then you hit me with the healing. You show me what the real thing is. Bright lights are blinding, and I need you reminding that my light shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. I was looking for a way out of the maze on those crazy days. Hung around long enough to peek out of the shade without changing my ways. I'm a champion, a prize fighter, lover, and I'm covered up with wounds from the war. But I'm yours if you want me, I'm yours. And I was looking for a bright side, mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. You calm my nerves, ease my mind, then you hit me with the healing. You show me what the real thing is. Bright lights are blinding, and I need you reminding that my light shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. Bright side of you. When I see the bright side of you. I see the bright side when I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you. When I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you.
Live at EXT, 97.7 EXT, Dave Michaels with Ryan Montvlue here in the studio. And Bright Side, great, beautiful song from the new album, I Was Just Leaving. And are you happy at this point in your life?
I am. I'm happier, certainly, than in places I've been. But, you know, it's still, like everybody, it's a work in progress. You know, everybody's like kind of out there hustling, and I'm still hustling too, and still trying to find what home means, and still struggling to make peace with being in different places all the time, or figure out how to stay in one place. I mean, it's, you know, I have my struggles, but it's always on the up and up, and I'm in a good place.
You got a reconstructed band now that plays with you?
I do, yeah. It's been, you know, so like I had the same band for 10 years up until 2013, and I love all those guys, but that kind of drifted apart. And then I've had different lineups the last few years, kind of like different guys coming in and out and experimenting with different things. And this is, yeah, I got some great guys. I really love the band we have now, and it's gotten more like this record kind of, I feel like I got really more stripped down kind of so that I can build it up again. I really, it was getting to this point where like I play a lot of solo acoustic shows, and I also play a lot of band shows, and I'll play solo acoustic in a listening folk room with pin drop quiet, nobody, you know, and I love playing those kind of shows. I was either doing that or I was playing like a festival with an 8-piece funk band with horns. And I love both of those things. I'm trying to bridge the gap a little bit and take the band more towards like my heart and about the songs and really building it around these songs. And they're doing a great job of that. So I got a great drummer. I got great Mark Friedman on bass is like a genius. He's playing upright and electric and piano, and it's just been really good, kind of stripping it back to sort of let the songs kind of grow.
Nice. And you just performed at Carnegie Hall at Django A Go Go. Mm-hmm. I love the name of that. It's a celebration of the music of Django Reinhardt. Yeah. How exciting.
Oh my God, it was amazing. Yeah, I got to sing in Carnegie Hall with my parents looking at me from the crowd and stuff. And it was really, yeah, it was a trip. My friend Stefan Rumbel is an amazing gypsy jazz guitar player. And he put that whole thing together on his own. Got Carnegie Hall on his own, totally independently, just like made it happen with like a year of planning. And he got Al Di Meola on it and Larry Keel. And my favorite guitar player in the world, Stokalo Rosenberg, is a real gypsy jazz player, and he was on it. So it was surreal.
Wow, how cool. And you've collaborated with such diverse performers as Martin Sexton and Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews, and Galactic as well. Mm-hmm. Who is on your bucket list still to play with?
Oh man, that's a good one. I really want to, I actually got to sit in with them once. I got to sit in with the Wood Brothers and play with them. And I really want to like get on a tour with them just so I can see them every night and play. I just think those guys are incredible. And then Martin was like a big one. Martin Sexton was a huge hero and I did that. And then, oh man, I don't know. There are so many people I'd love to play with. I think the Wood Brothers are like a kind of a doable goal that I'm setting my sights on, and I'm looking at you guys. I love those guys and I love what they do.
Nice. And you're touring through the East and South this spring. Do you enjoy moving and traveling to sitting around?
Well, it's shifting. You know what I mean? It's even when I'm home, I tend to have to keep busy doing something, but I think, I saw somebody, I think it was Ellis Paul, had a post about this online where he was talking about how just that drive to get out there on the road and get out and build your career and be in different towns and stuff, that fire that I definitely have felt, and I think all performers who are out there do feel. He's like, eventually that turns inward and you just, all that same energy you feel towards going home. You just want to go home. And I feel that shift happening now. Like, I'm still trying to figure out where home is and stuff, but I'm starting to do it. So
is that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. I think it's like, I need somewhere. I can't, you know, like I need, and I have a couple places I hang my hat now. So I think it's good to have, you know, and just to have a place to land and to be rooted so that I can go. I mean, I'll always kind of go around and I love playing music for people. I can't really live without it. And I need that. But I also can't go as crazy on the road as I used to with just the endless parade, you know, the endless tour. So I need to kind of go home and regroup, you know, if only so I can just make more music. You know, it's hard to keep up with just energetically and in your body and stuff on the road. It's just hard. It beats up on you, you know, so it's hard. You can't really create like you want to. And my primary thing I want to do is create music. So, and just, you know, finding more of a balance. I'm not going to stop going on the road at all, but I just want more of a balance.
We'll allow you that. We want
thanks,
new
I appreciate
music
it.
Always.
Yeah, here I am in Albany. I don't live in Albany, but it's all right. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. I was just leaving his brand new album. Keep up with Ryan at his website, ryanmontblue.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, the normal avenues. You can check out an artist and
pick.
Keep up with him and grab that new album I was just leaving. Just a gorgeous new album.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks so much for dropping on by. We wish you the very best in the future. Come on by here again. Don't let another 2 years pass by before coming back.
I won't. I would love to come here again. Thank you for having me.
What do you want to take us out with? Play another one?
Yeah, this is another one from the new record. This is called Time and Again.
Wake me in the morning, tell me there's no time for sleeping. Tell me that today's the day we're leaving. Drive us to the water's edge, dive into my heart instead. Tell me that we're home now, and home is where the heart has room to dance. It feels good enough for dancing. I know I have an audience with you here by my side. And if you need some privacy, I'll walk myself outside and count to 10. Mark the summer solstice with a moon dance for the weekend. Tell me that today's the day we're leaving. Drive us round to kingdom come. Show line work that need be done. Tell me we're in heaven now. And heaven is where everyone has room to run. It feels good enough for running. I know I have some work to do with you here by my side. And if we need somewhere to go, we'll all just close our eyes and count to 10. Time and again, it's clear I'm in trouble when you're not near me. Turn around, take your chances. Part the sea, don't leave it up to me. Who I dance with, who I dance with. All these preparations have been made for the proceedings. Tell me that today's the day we're needed. Throw thine hands up in the air. Show me there's a fire somewhere. Point up to the sky now. Open up your eyes and I'll find you there. And I'll find you anywhere. I feel we have a mission now and I believe there is a plan. And if it feels too much to bear, just stay right there and do the running, man. Time and again, it's clear I'm in trouble when you're not near me. Turn around, take your chances. Part the sea, don't leave it up to me. Who I dance with, who I dance with. Who I dance, yeah, who I dance with.
I'm Ryan Montbleu. This is listener supported 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.